let's say they can only handle it in one or two ways. You are going to be right. It's a win-lose situation, you might say, in a fight situation. You will not give up what you believe. It's going to be this way, and the other guy can sit there and argue with you, and you'll eventually lead into maybe not a fight, but a confrontation of some sort. There's no accommodation of the other person there. And a flight is when you refuse to face what's going on. You don't want to deal with it, so you just pretend like it isn't there. You leave it. That's the flight. And a certain is you'd try to work it out and say, well, let's do it this way. And you'd have to do some compromising. And you may even have to give up what you believe in for a short period. But it's sort of like that's the difference of could and should with me. Should is a very bossy type thing. It's a, like I said, like it's a super ego. It's the trip. It's the boss type thing. It's the government thing. Yeah. You can do this, you may do this. Same thing.
Do it mean so
do you? No, they don't.
Is it the same difference?
You may do this gives you an option. I think of may as a softer between the two words. Can is a more... something like you can do this. And you may do this or that. In other words, I see you may be being used in conjunction with something else where can may not be used.
What about, we were talking about my could, my could alter, my should and all that. Dudes. What about my can or may can? Have you heard those used? Do they make sense?
Yeah, they make sense. My could alter, though, was just a very neat word. It was a neat sequence to me, though.
Could you say my can for me?
Might can.
I might can do that.
I might can do that. Yeah, may can do that. I may can do that. I might can do that. I would probably go with might, though.
I may could do that.
Mm-hmm. I may could do that. Maybe I could do that. I maybe could do that. Maybe that could do.
How many, talk about something else, how many names of little communities around the county can you think of come to mind?
Holy God in Christ. Well, do you want me to start naming off what I can name? I don't know how many I can name. Let's see. Yeah, the problem with this damn county is the whole Northeast County is just Northeast part of the county is a blank for me almost, except for a couple of little towns, but hey, let's see. That'd be Troy, and Goshen, and Brundage. I think that's it as far as the main three cities are concerned, all the three I can even think of. And then Banks, which is a very small little town. Shellhorn, God forbid. Youngblood. Oak Bowery.
Hmm.
That's a little town. That's where Sam Fowler lives.
It's close to Shellhorn?
Yes, out beyond Shellhorn. Then you turn up to go to Montgomery on the old back road to Montgomery. Mm-hmm. And you go off about 6 miles in there. It's just a little community. It's really not even, you know, what you're defining as a town is a place with a signpost. And I'm really defining it more as a community there. I know of now. There's an area called Dogwood Acres, which is down on the Troy-Henderson Highway. It's about 4 miles north of Henderson, which is another town, Henderson, of course. Then you have, let's see, Allred, which is a little town right outside of Troy, going towards Henderson. Then you have Corcoran. Now, I haven't got the slightest and the foggiest idea where the hell Corcoran is, because where it's located is somewhere right around Knox Street there in Troy. If you look on a damn map of Troy, Corcoran is there. I've got a map of Troy. I'll let you see if you want to later on.